Northern Pass officials say they want to change some important parts of their plan to bring 1,200 megawatts of hydroelectric power from Canada. Their possible changes include finding a new route between Canada and Groveton, one that will calm the furor in the North Country. Last month, at least 2,300 people attended 7 public hearings on the project, and except for a few who spoke about the employment possibilities, most of those who attended expressed strong opposition. Senator Kelly Ayotte and Representative Charles Bass have also come out against the project, while Senator Jean Shaheen has expressed concern.
Northern Pass is clearly feeling the ground moving beneath them on this project.
That's Christophe Corshane. He's a lawyer with the Conservation Law Foundation, which is opposing the project. Indeed, Northern Pass admits the opposition made it reconsider. Martin Murray is a spokesman for Public Service of New Hampshire, which is involved in the project.
We understand that our current proposal is not acceptable.
In a new filing with the Department of Energy, Northern Pass asked for 60 days to try and find a new route north of Groveton. PSNH's Martin Murray.
Well, we're optimistic that in the North Country we'll be able to determine a route that does have the support of landowners and of the local communities and minimizes any impact.
But Murray says that will still require cutting a new right-of-way. Northern Pass also wants to withdraw the 5 alternate routes included in the original plan. From a political, practical standpoint, that could reduce opposition from people who are no longer concerned it could end up in their backyard. What isn't changing is the route south of Groveton. It would follow the existing right-of-way. That would include passing Littleton and crossing the White Mountain National Forest onto Franklin and eventually Deerfield. Northern Pass says building that line would provide about 1,200 construction jobs over 3 years. In the most recent filing, Northern Pass also addressed 3 alternatives raised by critics. One was why the lines can't be laid in the Connecticut River. Northern Pass basically said the river's too shallow for the equipment needed to lay the cable. Another is why the lines can't be buried. Northern Pass said that requires heavy equipment that would be impractical to move into the area, and it would cost too much. The third is why the power can't be paired up with a project from Canada that runs through New York State. Northern Pass said that would send power to New York instead of New Hampshire and New England. The Conservation Law Foundation's Corshane says the Northern Pass request is a mixed bag.
Northern Pass seems to be digging in its heels and dismissing some of the alternatives that we think need to be considered very carefully.
That includes alternatives such as burying the power lines.
On the other hand, the filing also says that they're taking a step back and looking for alternative routes in the North Country, and they want more time to do that.
The Northern Pass request of the DOE is unusual. Typically, utilities don't ask to modify a plan after it's been submitted and public hearings have been held. It's not clear how long it could take for the agency to act. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.